I wouldn't trust your rat catchers if they told me the sky was blue. What have they been doing? Pinching the food and then saying it was the rats, honest, and everyone believed them?
No, stupid. People have found gnawed bones and empty egg baskets, that sort of thing, said Melissa. And rat droppings all over the place.
I suppose you could scratch the bones, and I suppose rat catchers could shovel up a lot of rat droppings, Morris conceded.
And they're killing all the real rats so that there's more for them, said Melissa triumphantly. Very clever.
Yeah, and that's a bit puzzling, said Morris, because we've met your rat catchers, and frankly, if it was raining meatballs, they wouldn't be able to find a fork.
I'm thinking about something, said Keith, who had been humming it to himself.
Well, I'm glad someone has, Melissa began. It's about wire netting, said Keith. There was wire netting in the shed. Is this important? Why do rat catchers need rolls of wire netting? How should I know? Cages, maybe? Does it matter? Why would rat catchers put rats in cages? Dead rats don't run away, do they?
There was silence. Morris could see that Melissa was not happy about that comment. It was an unnecessary complication. It spoiled the story.
I may be stupid-looking, Keith added, but I'm not stupid. I have time to think about things because I don't keep on talking all the time. I look at things. I listen. I try to learn. I don't talk all the time.
Morris let them argue and stalked away into the corner of the cellar. Or cellars. They seemed to go on a long way. He saw something streak across the floor in the shadows and leapt before he could think. His stomach remembered that it had been a long time since the mouse, and it connected itself straight to his legs.
All right, he said, as the thing squirmed in his paws. Speak up, or
a small stick hit him very sharply.
Do you mind? Said Sardines, struggling to get up.
There's no need to be like that,
muttered Morris, trying to lick his smarting nose.
I've got a hat on, right? Snapped Sardines. Do you ever bother to look?
All right, Story. Why are you here?
Sardines brushed himself off.
Looking for you or the stupid-looking kid, he said. Ham and Pork sent me. We're in trouble now. You just won't believe what we've found.
He wants me, said Morris. I thought he didn't like me.
Well, he said it's nasty and evil, so you'd know what to do, boss, said Sardines, picking up his hat. Look at that, will you? Your claw went right through it.
But I did ask you if you could talk, didn't I? Said Morris.
Yes, you did, but
I always ask.
I know, so
I'm very definite about asking, you know.
Yes, yes, you've made your point, I believe you, said Sardines. I only complained about the hat.
I'd hate anyone to think that I don't ask, said Morris.
There's no need to go on and on about it, said Sardines. Where's the kid?
Back there, talking to the girl, said Morris sulkily.
What, the mad one?
That's her.
You'd better get them. This is seriously evil. There's a door at the other end of these cellars. I'm amazed you can't smell it from here.
I'd just like everyone to be clear that I ask, that's all.
Boss, said Sardines, this is serious.
Peaches and Dark Tan waited for the exploration party. They were with Toxie, another young male rat, who was good at reading and acted as a kind of assistant. Peaches had also brought The Adventures of Mr. Bunsey.
They've been gone a long time, said Toxie.
Dark Tan checks every step, said Peaches.
Something's wrong, said Dangerous Beans, his nose wrinkled. A rat scurried down the tunnel and pushed frantically past them. Dangerous Beans sniffed the air. Fear, he said. Three more rats scrambled past, knocking him over.
What's happening?
Said Peaches, as another rat spun her around in its effort to get past. It squeaked at her and rushed on.
That was finest, she said. Why didn't she say anything?
More fear, said Dangerous Beans. They're scared, terrified. Toxie tried to stop the next rat. It bit him and ran on, chittering.
We must go back, said Peaches urgently. What have they found up there? Maybe it's a ferret.
Can't be, said Toxie. Hammondport killed a ferret once. Three more.